Part 3. Nocturne. Chapter 57. Nocturne. Battle Barge, Charybdis, Bridge. Stillness stole across the bridge of the Charybdis, gently urged by its plasma engines, the hull finally at rest. The light faded, and the dark reasserted itself. Ushaman was no more. In his circle there remained a pile of ash, no bone, no flesh, not even the ceramite of his armor. He was simply gone. Varkir lay on his side, barely conscious, but alive. As Numeon went over to him, the shutters over the viewport began to lift. The blessed void existed beyond them, and a vista that swelled the heart of every salamander who saw it. A blood-red orb, tumultuous, the pluming smoke of its mountains visible even from space. Nocturne.
"We are home, Varkir," said Numeon, emotion choking his voice. "We are home. Look."
But as Numeon cradled the chaplain's head so he too could see the wonder that they had achieved together, he realized Varkir would never see it. Never again. His eyes were gone, two blackened pits left in their wake.
"It's all right, Artellus," he said,
still weak but getting stronger. He clasped the back of Numeon's hand.
"I can feel it. Our return. Our belief."
Trying to turn his head, he asked,
"Ushaman?"
"Our librarian has made his final sacrifice," said Numeon sadly.
Zetos sank to his knees. So did several salamanders. Despite the evidence of their eyes, few could believe they had reached Nocturne. Their relief did not last long. Through the wide aperture of the oculus, a second warp translation manifested. Far off to the port side, reality was breached as the void itself distorted like a rippling pool of abject darkness. Something tore through, tendrils of psychic corpuscent clinging to its bows as if reticent to let it go. At first, a long prow crested by a pitted trident, then a ship's flanks, rough-hewn by war, blackened and battle-scarred. A dirty white hull, edged in green and tarnished copper, emerged. Begrimed and pockmarked, its bloated mass bulged with weapon arrays. Slowly, with a tranquility that brought to mind a great leviathan moving through the deeps, the immense vessel fully translated into real space. Larger even than the Charybdis, it spoke of war unending and a vicious pathology to hunt down its prey. A barbarian symbol emblazoned its flank, the spiked crown encircling a jawless skull. Death Guard. And it was not alone. A second, much smaller ship came in its warp wake, trailing etheric mist as it too emerged from the haunted darkness of the ruin storm. Hell red, its statued crenellations, cathedrals, and arcane buttresses had less in common with a battleship than they did a temple. War had been eschewed for worship, though it came armed for a fight nonetheless. The Monarchia, the Charybdis's augurs, knew this vessel already.
"Shipmistress," said Numeon,
gently laying Varkir down before getting to his feet. His eyes never left the viewport as the two enemy ships came fully into being, and he saw the gaping maw in the void clamped shut behind them. It took Essenzi a few moments to realize Numeon was addressing her.
My lord?
You are in command of this ship now. I need to know how long before we are in effective weapons range of those two vessels, and what kind of fight we can put up in return.
To her credit, Essenzi left the helm to an ensign and took up Adician's old seat. Blood and black scorching still lingered where the shipmaster had given his life for his crew, but she averted her eyes from it when it came into her peripheral vision. After sounding a general alert, she quickly relayed orders to her makeshift bridge crew. Sensoria were activated, data gathered, damage reports inloaded, and void shields engaged. The prognosis was bleak.
The Reaper's Shroud and the Monarchia, my lord, said Essenzi, rapidly scrolling through the data screed. 14th and 17th Legion, respectively. Sensors are detecting energy signatures from the laser batteries of both ships. They are primed to fire, my lord.
And our readiness?
Our forward void shields are at 18%. Our weapon arrays are engaged, but below optimal strength. Hull armor and integrity is weak, but we have a full torpedo payload and launch bays are functional.
Despite the distance, Numeon could see the two ships were maneuvering into an intercept course to blockade Nocturne and prevent the Charybdis reaching the planet. On the flanks of the larger cruiser, several launch bays opened up.
The Reaper's Shroud is deploying boarding craft, Essenzi kept up her commentary as the others watched.
Can we fight them?
Asked Numeon, having moved to stand beside the command throne so he could see the tactical hololith Essenzi had just engaged.
Break through the blockade?
We would last minutes before we were overwhelmed. Not long enough to breach their cordon.
Can we hail our brothers below on Nocturne?
It was hope without much to support it. Numeon did not even know if there were salamanders still on Nocturne, let alone in numbers enough to challenge a Death Guard vessel of the size currently sitting in their way. Essenzi had already checked.
Our long-range comms are being jammed.
Numeon scowled, anger and frustration threatening to overcome reason. He needed to maintain a clear head.
How many boarding craft?
18, my lord. Thunderhawk gunships.
Potentially over 500 legionaries were currently bearing down on them. Even accounting for the rate of attrition from the Charybdis' weapons, it was a force the ship's much-reduced defenders could not overcome. And this was only the first wave. Essenzi knew it too.
I have given my life to this legion, to this mission. It would be my honor to do so until duty ends, my lord. You need only reach the surface. The Charybdis can afford you that chance.
Numeon nodded. He understood. The Aquila Essenzi had given him was wrapped around his wrist. Numeon had almost forgotten it was there. Remarkable how it hadn't broken, despite the battles. Now he returned it. Essenzi took the charm.
Did it work?
I stand before you, lord, don't I?
She smiled, though the weight of her grief made it stop at her lips.
I can thin out those fighters, she told him, putting the Aquila back around her neck. Then I will engage the larger ships and hold their attention for as long as I can. I don't know this vessel as well as Adician did, but I can still give those bastards something to think about. Do what we came here to do, my lord. Return Vulcan to the earth.
Numeon bowed, not merely an acknowledgement, but akin to genuflection.
You honor this legion, Lisa Essenzi, Numeon told her. And you honor Vulcan with your sacrifice.
Then he left her side, summoning Zetos and the other salamanders.
First we make for the Sanctum, said Numeon, and then the launch bays. A small cadre will have to remain to protect the bridge, said Zetos. Otherwise our own vessel could be turned against us. Numeon nodded. Abidemi, get Varkir to the launch.
I will stay, said the chaplain, having risen to his feet. He tilted his head as he spoke. With his sight gone, he had to rely on his other senses. It was disorientating, but transhumans could adapt quickly.
You will almost certainly die, Varkir. I cannot allow
waste time fighting me or fulfill your destiny, Artellus. The outcome of who remains on this ship will be the same. I am staying. Take our father to his rest, and then come what may.
No drake was ever more stubborn, Phaistus.
Numeon embraced him. As he did so, Varkir held him close and spoke quietly into his ear. I saw you stood before the mountain as the skies ran red and fire rained, brother. I know not what it means, but sensed it presaged something of great import. Numeon broke away, confusion writ upon his face, but quickly recovered.
Die well, chaplain.
Varkir snorted, turning away. No such death exists for us, legionary. And don't send Zathen. Throne knows he wants it, but I cannot suffer him in my final moments. At that, Numeon departed with the others. Once outside of the bridge, he told Zetos,
Vox, whoever is left, have two return to the bridge and secure it. Volunteers only. The rest come with us to escort our father back to Nocturne.
We will be one ship against many, Zetos warned.
I don't plan on fighting them. We just have to run the gauntlet and reach the surface intact.
What about Hecht?
Whatever his mission was or still is, we can't take him any further. If he shows up and tries to stop us, we put him down, agent of Malkador or not.